That's weak.
Tzvi Fishman asked me, a Sefer Torah that became possible, is it Siddur Muksa or not? So I decided to mine it and found some interesting Shaila. I found that in the Shmishavus Kachos, it brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that says a Chiddush Gadol. Sefer Torah that became possible. And it's only Aymet for Kriya, Sartori only used for Tziba, and for normally you want to say you're Makhba to the Miachad Mokon, in a certain place. And since it's Aymet to Misakin after Shabbos, which you can't do it on Shabbos and Yantif, so it's no different, if Shlomo Zalman is Mechadish, it's no different than a watch. You have a watch, it stops on Shabbos, it becomes Muksa. So just like, and it stops going. Well, let's say a screw comes out of eyeglasses, and the screw comes out. The thing is that the glasses looks it because you can fix it on Shabbos. So therefore, eyeglasses or a watch that stops on Shabbos, a winding watch. I don't know if that comes still today, but if you have a winding watch, battery dies. Okay. So the question is, if Zayim Alachas, the din is, it's Siddur Muksa then. So Kuf of Shlomo Zalman is Mechadish, that the Sefer Torah became possible, has a din of Muksa Macham Son Kis, you now have to move it even, let's go from the Kaimai. Chiddush Gadol. Let me finish, I just started. Okay? So Chaya, when I saw this Tzaka, by me, I had to cash on this. So Chaya, let's say they read the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, and they find a psul, in the Sefer Torah, you have to leave it there, you can't pick it up. It's books on its own kiss, you can't pick it up and bring it to the Aron Kodesh. Well, let's say even further. Let's say you have a possible Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh already. And you want to move, let's say you have to take out two Svarim, a few Svarim. You have to take out a few Svarim. So, you have to get to the Sefer Torah you want. And finally, there's a Sefer Torah with a bezel around it, telling you the safest size possible. The Chayah should be also to move it to get the Sefer Torah you need. Why? Because Muksa Machos is on kiss. That's the second kasha. The third kasha I had is that Haki Bechal compared to Halacha of a watch that stops and going. The reason why it's a watch that stops and going, because Xeya, you say, why is it Muksa? Because you might come to Mitzakin on Shabbos, you might come to fix on Shabbos. Or by Eichless, if the screw comes out, you might screw back in. So that's why it's Siddur Muksa. That's what it's called in Halacha. But say for Torah, a regular person, that's only a cipher will fix it, but the Stam, we're Chayshish at Tzibah. So by Tzibah, say for Torah, it's only a Shaila of a cipher will come to fix it, but not a regular person, a layman, is not going to fix it. So how can the Dhamma to a watch or to eyeglasses, which they gave anybody, or to negate a Sefer Torah, which only a cipher will do it? You don't find such a thing. We should ask because of a mice human of a cipher.
Didn't Rav say last week that even if it's right, we know that you can use it for learning from it?
1 second. No, not in this case. We'll see this, we'll talk about that. So Chaya, so on Pesach from Shlomo Zalman, the Chaya has three strong kashas in it. First of all, how can you, the Sefer Torah is possible, how can you move it on Shabbos? And second of all, how can you bring it back to Aron Kodesh? You should leave it on the home of the rest of Shabbos. Or, even if it's in Aron Kodesh, how can you move it? Second of all, how are you doing it to the lacha of a watch? So Shlomo Zalman, there's a third sefer, Shmir Shabbos Nechasa, called Tikkun Miluyim. That's written by Shlomo Zalman himself. So there, he himself answers himself. He says, and he changes his psak. He says that he brings on the Taisa Shabbos. We mentioned this Taisa Shabbos last Shabbos. Taisa Shabbos, the one in Kadmainim, on Kadmainim from the Achrayim, he says, a Simish and Ches Sifkon Chafalov. He says like this. He says a Chiddush like this. No, the Mechavah says Kisri HaKadosh is not Muksa. It's not the Mutalti Yishalai Tzarekhlau. It's not Klishim Lachtalis. So normally anything is Klishim Lachtalis. So you're allowed to move it. Even Mechavah Tzarekhlau, you're allowed to do for whatever you want to remove it. But ask me for Tzarekhlau. But Kisri HaKadosh is not Mutalti Yishalai Tzarekhlau. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's no argument on that. So you see that Kisa Kurdish has a dagger one level better than a regular kli. So Kumta, the Shteitzer Shabbos Mechadish, that whenever you have something Kisa Kurdish that's Mukta Machson Kis, you're allowed to move it to a Guf from Kurdish. It's a deal like Klish Machdish. It goes at one dagger, it goes at one level. Mukta Machson Kis or Mukta Machson Guf as a money. Or something like a Sakar Shashkit, a Sakar Shamila. So there, you now have to move to a Kufa Mekaybai. But if it's a Kisa Kaydish, it goes up one level and it comes Krishna Lachdalisa. That's what the Taisa Shabbos says. So Zakum Shlom Mizamen, according to Taisa Shabbos, and was mentioned this last week by Tfilin, that with someone who wants to know, Tfilin Muksamach was throwing kiss. So he mentioned that Taisa Shabbos, that it goes up one dagger. So Meila Tfilin does not have Ocha of Muksa Machson Kis. Even though it's Machson Kis, but it goes in the category of Klisha Mlachta Lissa. So we're adding also that Sefer Tai Paso said, comes in Mlachta Lissa, and Mlachta Mtala to a Kufa Kaimai. So if so, we have no, there's no Kashas anymore. The Kasha was by Sefer Tai, after Amit, you find a Paso, Sefer Tai, that comes Paso, how can you bring it back to our Kurdish? The Torah says, you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to, because since it's Lach Talissa, you need a place for the Nusa. You can bring another Sefer out, you need a place. So it's from a Kainline. Secondly, let's say, in even our Kurdish, the Sefer is possible, is blocking the Sefer you need for that Shabbos, so that's a Torah called Kainline. So again, you're allowed to. So Mela, and same thing, it's not Daima, and then the third Kasha was the Gea. It's not time to show him a shkuf kayim, because there it comes mutzi came in metalta at all. But Sefer Torah, you're allowed to be Sefer Torah posel, you're allowed to be metalta. So Shlom Zalman holds in Chiddush, he holds that Sefer Torah came posel, even though mutzi machson kiss, but you're allowed to go in the category of klish and malach to lisa, that you're allowed to move it to a kufim mekaymai.
If you can't use it to teach a kid to
lane
or anything.
What? That's Shlom Zalshi. We'll get to it in a second. Yes.
The situation where
she
only has that thing to
her, so they're not going to
put it back because they need the place
to another
one.
So
then
they
couldn't have to
leave it there.
No, still, it caused the Kaddish Lachdisa. If they don't need a place.
They don't
have maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. What
about
Hospice? Huh?
What about Hospice?
That's not
design.
It's putting
the
mantle. It's not
design. Why should you say that a meal night is talking
more about drinking too long? Why should you go into some medicine? Yeah, but it's only muta for Torah of this. By Mila, I mean, how can Mayel use a Saka Shomila on Shabbos? How can Mayel use it? How can you use a Saka Shomila on Shabbos? Bechayah is Muksa. You shouldn't be able to do bris on Shabbos. Terah says, if we're matter to do the bris on Shabbos, which is a device that you do Chavala bleeding, so certainly you'll have to talk to Muksa. The only Shabbos is in Paiskin, can a Mayel use it, wash off the knife afterwards? It's not Tzarech HaMila anymore. Can you do things after the Mila if it's not Tzarech HaMila? And there's anything Tzarech HaMila. So I personally am not like Tzarech HaShulchan. Anything that's Tzarech HaMila, yeah, if you want, I can wash off the knife. I don't do it. But I don't want it, but you can wash off the knife also.
If that was the relationship
with the Tzarech,
you wouldn't be able to move it,
because
it's not Tzarech
HaShulchan.
It's not
Tzarech HaShulchan. It's not Tzarech HaShulchan. It's not Tzarech HaShulchan. If I don't know if this is Shabbos, I can't move it. I have no right to move it. It's Muksa.
So what happens after the bris?
Huh?
What happens after the bris?
You put away, I said. To put away, you're allowed to. The Rashi is a machma. The Rashi is a machma. As soon as you let go of the knife, leave it there for the rest of Shabbos. Unless the children around there will hurt themselves. But if you don't have children around there, if you keep in a safe place, you shouldn't move it. Just, I'm Sabbath on the Chashukhan. The Chashukhan learned Shat and Amor that anything that's certain before or after, they want there was no Issa Muksa said. That's what the Chashukhan says. That's a Shmuz by itself. What? It's a Kani Lata.
Is there a difference between the Rambam Maribe Rav regarding the Apostle Sefer Torah in terms of training?
We're not the Rambam says Sefer Torah is supposed to, you have to learn from. We don't know like that. We don't know like that. However, in the Sefer Shama Yehuda, being down for the Yashiv, the whole Sefer Torah became possible, is not Sefer Muksa, the Klal. Because why? Because you can learn on Shabbos. You can learn on it. If you want, you can take it away from it. And the Pashto Amor, if you look at the Amor, Shechez Kosho Amor, is like this. Amor says, Kisri HaKadosh, Kisri HaKadosh, Mutar Tashu Tzor Klal. Kisri HaKadosh, There's no different Arabic. It doesn't say Dafka Chumash. It doesn't say anything. Kisa Kash, any type of Kisa Kash. In fact, he writes, let's say I have a Ksav Yad. That's very expensive. I have Ksav Yad from the Rambam. It's probably worth thousands of dollars. Since he has some type of Ksav Yad that are, you know, real old, I say they're antiques. And people will pay thousands of dollars for it. It's not Mukta. Even though you don't want anyone to touch it, you keep it in a special place, no one should touch it, and so on, that doesn't matter, there's no halacha mukta on it. Let's say a swarm, someone has a swarm store, let's say someone has a clothing store. So in the basement, people have clothing to sell. Those clothing is mukta. Usually clothing is not mukta. But if I use it to sell, if it's chayra, it's mukta. It's reikim. It's made to sell, it's mukta. You can't touch it on Shabbos. However, svarim even svarim is chayra to do business with it on Megillah. You have a Megillah on the Megillah's Esther. A beautiful Megillah. You paid $1,000 for Megillah. You keep it in a special place and no one time. Still, it's not mukta. It's not still mukta. It's because it's kisrei kodesh. And I'll quote you Lashon Chayyadim. Chayyadim says like this. Kol kisrei HaKadosh V'Eichlem Afa Pisha Yichtom Eschaya. All kisrei HaKadosh V'Eichlem that's made for Eschaya Kim Hashem Mitzayach Shabbos V'Eirotz Elitzah. They won't guide on it. This is a Muxa. V'chein Afil Aizminam Lod Machshav Lod Bediba. Even I didn't prepare it. Not Machshav Bediba. Motu tatum shem dvarim shem mitzvah lasik b'hem alisanik b'hem. So Mela the chayyadim says clearly that they never asked it any kisrei hakodesh. So Mela, according to that, there's no issur muksa on the safe apostle safe tayr also. I saw also a quote from Chaim Kanevsky that says it's not muksa because you can learn with it. It's enough even the gabbai to learn in it. It's enough to not to consider muksa. So it comes out to here in Maskana. It's like a Torah apostle, it's a machlokes of Shem Zalman Yashiv, it has to do with Klishim Lachta Lehisa, or it's not Muksa at all. According to Shem Zalman, it's Klishim Lachta Lehisa, so only allowed to move it, only the Torah Kufa Mekaymai. However, Yashiv Chaim Kanevsky Paskin, that's not Ksir Muksa at all, it's like any Shach Kisri Kodesh, there's no Ksir Muksa. If Shem Zalman Orbach does mention one thing in the back of the third volume of Shmishal's Chosay, he says over there that even on Simchas Torah, since you the shul has another Sefer Torah which are in kosher. So maybe on Simchas Torah, Shlom Zalman himself writes, since you are able to makiv also Sefer Torah pasul. So maybe he says Esher, there's no mutter. The Koliamah then would not the Sefer Torah pasul would not be considered muksa at all. It won't be in Kishlah to Lissa. And you're allowed to move it. Shemim Shalayot Torah Klal.
So a little
bit
of an Esher, you like
Shabbos? No, I didn't talk about it. I didn't say Ruben. No, I talk about Sefer Torah. Esher, like on Shabbos is muksa, right? Yes. What?
Not if it's not clear.
Stam is muksa. Either way. Alright. I decided, last week when I was preparing, what about a mezuzah falls off on Shabbos. Can you, if it's still a muksa or not, can you put it back up, or can you pick it up from the floor? So I figured I'm not going to talk about it. But Sunday night I got a call, someone called me up. His mezuzah fell off on Shabbos. I think it's from the Shemayim that I should talk about this. Mezuzah that was mechuber labayis before Shabbos and it fell off on Shabbos, is it still a muksa or not? So we got to saying just now, kisrei hakodesh is not muksa. So, l'chaira, who had the mezuzah? She also be same halacha. But however, here was mechub l'bayis. Was it mechub l'bayis before Shabbos, a fellow on Shabbos? Maybe, since it was mechub l'binyan before Shabbos, it's like a chelik of the house. So maybe it falls off of Shabbos, like something else falls off now. Let's say a brick falls off. Something mechub l'bayis, the din is, it comes mukza. A door falls off. So the din is, it's mechub l'bayis, now falls off, the door becomes mukza. Is it a chul abayis? Is it a four? It's still a muksa. It's like a sheva keli. 1 second. Well, we're going to talk about it. I just started. Give me a chance. Okay? So, So there's a Mincha Shabbos, and Mincha Shabbos, Simen Peches, Sif Kod Mamaches, Ayzayin, he says, it's Asa. It's like any adult of Sabayas. Just like a door of a house that comes off on Shabbos, came out of its hinges, whatever it is, falls off, the din is, it's you're not to metal for it. So in Mela, the Muzah falls off on Shabbos, you're not to metal for it. In the back of the Sefer, Micha Shabbos, Shiur Mincha, there he's Moisev, he says, the Zafke talking with Na Menachas to the Zoyin. The Lurchen Mezuzah is a Mokkan with the Zoyin, the Chayin lots of Tathat, and put it away. It's no different that says, let me finish, in our Chayim, Shin Al Sifman Beis. And the Chabbos says, in Shin Al of Sifman Beis, so let's say you're walking in the street. I might just say, Shabbos. He's walking the street. The Zion, the Mokka Shem Mishtama, it's a place not Mishtama. And yes, Sakana, if there is a Sakana, Shakaz Shlainia Tfilin, it's a place with Sakana, you know where Tfilin, Chasan, Laila, he covers it. The main Sakana, and yes, from Mitsuas, Shukan Nikash and Tfilin, like Mirrors, the Aim, Shuas, Yahoo, Lashem, he can wear it. He puts it on. And big things, Matthias is observed, the Mishnah Evan. So you're allowed to go, you're allowed to put on the tefillin. Why? Because the Mukkah Malkin B'Zayin. So Zakta Michas is the Micha Shabbos, and his back is Shira Micha. So right then, the same halacha applied by tefillin also. So Malkin B'Zayin, you're allowed to be Tato. So Malkin B'Shulah. But Lutz is not Malkin B'Zayin. Now you should let it lay there. And the Tila David is Maisif. And Shim Ches Sivkan Vav, he says, do what then? If this mezuzah is an amaka or shchiach, right down by Yaakov, it's also considered like a bezayin, and you're allowed to pick it up. Moshe once said, I once mentioned this in the shiur, but I'll mention it here already. Now let's say you're in the airport. You're carrying with you in your hand, you toss the tefillin. You're going to catch a plane. And you have to go to the washroom. And you're afraid if you leave your toss the tefillin outside the basic kitchen, you leave it out somewhere. By the time you come back, you're feeling like it's stolen, someone might take it. They don't think it's a bomb, whatever it is, but let's say you feel like it's stolen. So in Moshe Hall, you're allowed to take the talus of tefillin, even if it's not too concerned. You have to take it into the base of Kisei with you. Why? Chiddush Gadol, why? He says, because it'll be a bigger mezayin. Because if it gets stolen, what's the guy going to do, whoever took it? They're going to throw it out, they're going to burn it, whatever it is, they'll confiscate, whatever they'll do with it. It'll be a bigger mezayin. So take a Beskisa and temple is a smaller design than a bigger design. So he passed the Allah Maisa, that's thrown in the airport. Usually you have it in a suitcase, so it's covered in plastic, usually in a bag. And for a suitcase, it's kiss. But even it's not kiss for you. You're carrying a mamish in your hand. And you have to go to Beskisa, you have no one else outside to watch it for you. Then the din is, you're allowed to take it to Beskisa. Why? Because it'll be a bigger design. Same size. Because if it gets stolen, it'll be a bigger design. So nice that Shur Micha says that it will be a design, but it won't be a design, then Erech Hanami is the Tzir Muksa, and now to the Talmud on Shabbos. The Micha Shabbos says even further.
What is an example of the design, and what is an example of the that you said that it's a Sakana? Is it Sakana on the
film? No, Sakana was in those times in life to its film.
From the
Goyen.
Okay, but what's the design? I know what the design is, but what example would that say?
Yeah, the design is the guy will take it away. The
garage is in your house. It falls down.
So it falls down. It seems to me it just falls down. It's right over the place over there. That's not sort of design. Design, okay, that someone could come and revise it and. I don't know if that's sort of design. It's just there temporarily. Okay. The Micha Shabbos says further that even if they says a chiddush even further, let's say the mezuzah fell off another week. Not on Shabbos. Didn't fall off from the doorpost on Shabbos. It fell off during the week. For that, he says, Yeshua'ayim, if you're allowed to talk to the mezuzah on Shabbos, even though before Shabbos, so you have the right to look at the mezuzah and to learn from the dini mezuzah, but still, and it's no different than all the Shakis and Kaddish, but since you're using this mezuzah to put it back, you may have to put it back, to hang it back onto the door, on the Pesach Abayis, so maybe it should be machmer not to metal the mezuzah on Shabbos. Even though that's a chiddush gadol, but it says it should be machmer.
Why is that a Kiddush Kotel?
Because why? It's different on Shabbos. It's not Muksa. It's not like the door.
The putting it on the wall would make it Muksa.
But what? Yeah, right. It's not. You don't have to. It's not a one in
Amazon.
Chance
you're going to get it thrown in the garbage.
No. He has it. It fell off during the week. I have it on my desk, right? Now the question is, I'm going to put it Sunday on Matzah Shabbos. I didn't have time to put it up, or I just realized it. And I'll put it Matzah Shabbos. The Shabbos says, I have a lacha of Muksa on Shabbos. It's a Kiddush by me, because...
It's a brand new mezuzah that I never had on my...
Next thing, we'll get to in a second. So anyway, so he says, Yesh Achma. But he says even further. He's mistopic even further. Even if I bought a brand new mezuzah, I put it in a case already, and I want to put it on the door, but I didn't get around to it. So now I want to do it after Shabbos. Even if it didn't fall off. I never put it, I know it handed on the door yet. Maybe Ksir Muksamach son kiss, since it's Machpet, he won't use a lot of Tzichusoy. So he says, you won't use it for anything else. So Mela, and you don't want to use this Kimis Kafka, so be careful, no one should play around with the mezuzah. So Chersh Ksir Muksamach son kiss. That's the Blight of Tzorchim. According to what I mentioned before, from the text of Shabbos, that says that a mezuzah is considered the only klishim after this, according to Mitzvah Shaila. And certainly there's no reason to metaphor it. But that's what he clears. Right. So anyway, it comes from Matzkona, the Shabbos holds that the mezuzah falls off from a door on Shabbos, the din is, it's also, it falls from a door on Shabbos, the din is, it's also to metaphor. If it's not Mokum Mizayin, you're not to metaphor. That's what he holds. However,
if you're afraid people step on it,
huh? If you're afraid of design, you're just laying there. I'm not called so much of design. If you're afraid someone's going to step on it, children are going to take it. They know the chashim is losing to play with it. Then that's called design. Okay.
So if a regular paper falls on the floor,
you pick it up.
People pick it up. This is already
kissing. Yeah, but it's called muksa. That's the shadow of muksa. That's right. Right. However, the sefer Shama Yehuda and Perek Aleph and Sifkan Yubei brings down. From the Yashem, he holds a Kiddush Gadol. It's not Muksa at all. Even if it falls off on Shabbos, it's not still Muksa. He says, even when it's a Chubba to the house, it has a din Kli. It's not falter to the house. And even if it fell on Shabbos, it's not Muksa at all. It's not that the Shash Kitzur Kiddush, and there's no Issa Muksa. Yeah, it's a Kitzur Kiddush. Kitzur Kiddush doesn't come falter to the house. And the Sefer Shami himself says in our Svar, says, since it's Kiddush to Mezuzah, it's not charity bottle to the house. So Mela, since it's not Cherek to the house, so Mela, it falls off on Shabbos, it's not Sin and Muksa. Agav, it's a big Shiloh and Paiskin, Gabi Choshinishman. Just, I'm not going to now, it's a whole shit by itself. What happens when you, the thing is, when I build a house, and if anything that's connected to the house, there's a sink. Let's say I sell a house. Can I take out the sink? I sold the house. Okay, the house is there. The windows I won't take out. Can I take out the sink? Can I take out the lawyers, the din machus din is, anything that's mechubah to the house, it's considered bottle to the house. You can't say just not take off. Maybe on a carpet that's movable, maybe you can take out, but it's packed into the thing, it goes together with the house. Someone claims, I want to take a carpet, you can sue him, he could breach your contract. Anything that's connected to the house, belongs to the house. What happens if I sell a house, and this mezuzah is connected, I sell it to another friend yet, or to a friar yet. So you can't take off the mezuzahs. Is a nickel on the sale now? I pay $80 a mezuzah. I don't know, where does this go to? At least that good mezuzah, at least $80. And I have 20 doors in the house, that's $1,600. $1,600. Can I take off the mezuzah or not? Is a nickel on the sale or not? It's not so pushit. One second, let me finish. It's not so pushit. It's a shayla paiskim. Some paiskim hold that it becomes bottle. Dinu achus dina. It becomes bottle to the house. It's like anything that connects to the house, like a sink or like a carpet that's nailed into that thing. So it's also nickel on the sale. Other price can hold. Not like that. One second. They're not like that. And why? Why they hold not like that? because it's a mezuzah, it's not chayv, it doesn't, the house doesn't need it. You're from Yid, you need it. You're Yid, you need it. But it's not normal that comes with a house. A Gosh house, what? One second. There are some paiskim here. A chiddush, but it's very stable. That mezuzah never comes part of the house. Why? Because since you have to check it, what does it say in Shechonach, great Tzadik Al Sifar, in Yodaya, you have to check mezuzah twice in 7 years. Every 3.5 years, you should check the mezuzah. So that's terrible. It's not a sink. Once you put a sink in, you're not going to take it out. Carpet, once you're not clean, so it'll get ruined, you leave it there forever. Masha'in came, there's some place in one time, mezuzah never comes part of the house. Why? Because you have to check it every 7 years, twice in every 7 years. Good sir. So 1 second. So that's when you own a house. That's why I tell people when you sell a house, make sure you talk, you have in the contract that if you want the mezuzah to be bad, then say, I don't want it, it's not nichol on the sale. Say you have no shiloh then. But if not, you want it to the shiloh. Then for the shiloh to come. It's not pashut. Chashmishu might be a problem. It might be a problem. This mezuzah, right? It's a problem. You can't even change it then. Now, when you rent the house, you rent a rental apartment, now it depends where you live. If you live in a place like Lakewood, so chances are, 95% of the time, another year is going to take that apartment. So if you move out of apartments, now it's a push, you're allowed to take off your mezuzahs. You can't even take off your mezuzahs. That's not selling, it's renting. So when you're renting, it's a different level completely. If you know another year is going to rent it, and so on. If right, if people are renting, if you know who's, another thing, even if you live by Goyim, but you know a year's going to move in, the yid's gonna move in, you know, take a mezuzah. Unless it, you know, it's a fire yid that's not gonna throw out the mezuzah. When you paint, they'll throw out the mezuzah, then the mezuzah will be designed, then you could take it off. But if you know another room's moving in, so then you can't take off the mezuzah. Unless you could charge him. You could say pay for him, but to take off you can't. Unless he tells you, I don't want your mezuzah, I want my own mezuzah. So then you tell him to take it off. He should take it off.
What if he won't pay you for?
Then you're stuck. If I say, it's just too bad, I'm moving in, I don't want to pay you, you're stuck with the, you're not changing the system. Then you can change to different.
If you don't know
who's moving in, say, go past the right. The right people are moving in, I'll go in, then you can tell, you should take them to this, because it might be designed. But right, you're not moving in, living in that area, they're going to move in there, then you don't, should take it off. That's what this is true of being sound.
Well, not to me, though, if it's renting or owning, since it's...
So owning is something else, because come to Chubal Abayis, I own that spot of the house. When I'm renting, when I go, I take all my chfetzu with me.
So wait, let's say the guy got renting, it's probably he owns the apartment.
Yeah.
He's not renting it out, it's already empty for a month or 2 months already. You won't get to take off your mezuzah.
It's not partial, you can take it off.
If you have a fry, he's moving his age.
Depends what type of fry is.
No,
let's say even if it's a fry is.
Yeah.
Unless he's not
going to
get dying control or something.
We're afraid that when he paints, he's
going to
throw it out then. That's what the price can say. If it's something that you're afraid of in Vaza, then it's okay. If it's traditional, it's somebody won't be in Vaza. They don't know from nothing, then usually they'll be in Vaza. Alright, another topic now.
How about
putting two mezuzahs? It's a shalom batayis, a good shalom. Can you put, let's say there's a mezuzah there. You come in to move into the house, there's a mezuzah there. You don't like the mezuzah, but it's so knocked in you can't even get it off. So now, I want to put another mezuzah on this. I don't want to have to take it out of this. So shalom, if you have these small mezuzahs, you know what I mean? It's a chazaka that the apostle, you don't have to worry about that. But to have two mezuzahs in one place, there's a true in there, there's a shiloh from Baal Taisif. You don't have two in one place. I'm just saying what the Archoner says. The true in Archoner, Binyan Tzim. Says it's Baal Taisif.
It's
not like a Paiskim. Archoner holds about Taisif, other Paiskim is not Baal Taisif, like you claim. There's nothing wrong. Okay. They just throw it out. They clean up the throw it out. Yeah, the design because they throw it out. Back, yes. So intact. As long as it's untaxed, it doesn't matter. The door is also intact. You use the door. You see, I got nailed back in. That's all. When the door falls off on the hinges, right? It's a good door still. You're not going to buy a new door. You use the same door still. You just have to just tighten some screws and that's it. Alright. Now we'll talk about kosher lamp. This Kishayel comes to counseling. I think I'm going to talk about it. Kosher lamp, are you allowed the kosher lamp they sell? You know, interesting. I spoke with the woman asking the woman's share. So I didn't know what a kosher lamp is. So Sunday morning, a woman comes to bring me the present of kosher lamp. I know what it was. Huh? I don't do this. Anyway. So Shabbos, are you allowed to use a kosher lamp on Shabbos? We once mentioned, a number of weeks ago, a machlokes hapaiskim, a regular lamp. Does it have halacha? Is it halacha? A mutzah machma? Is it pasuk of asa? And he can't move it to a kufim a kaimai? Or it's a klisha malachta in lista? And you'll have to move it to a kufim a kaimai. We mentioned that time that many paiskim hold it's a pasuk. Just like you have a lechta with a flame. So what since I have a filament that has a flame? So the lamp is a pasuk. So you now have to move it even to a kufim a kaimai. Let's say you want to see better, move it towards you. You're not allowed to. However, we mentioned that Shlomo Zalman and Moshe disagree, and they both hold that a lamp has a law, klisha malachta lista. So you're allowed to move, let's say you want to see better, you're allowed to move towards you. It's away from you, you can't. But towards you, you're allowed to, because it's a kufay, you want to see if you're reading. So, when they first came out with the kosher lamp, they came out, some parts came out, I couldn't find it in writing, but some paiskim I heard in New York asked it, they said you're not allowed to use it, because since they hold that a lamp is busted from Asa, and there's a Pima Gadim. There's a Pima Gadim that the Nagdama, Tishin Ches, and Mishpah Zav, and Sif Kandalat, he says anything that's Mishamish Lamuksa, it has a din like the Muksa itself. No, it doesn't be Dafka under it. As long as it's Mishamish Lamuksa, it has a din, if the Muksa itself is a busted, so Katie, whatever it is, even on top of it, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the Shamash the Muksa, it's din like the Muksa itself. And so if the Muksa is Muksa Machmas Kufay, or it's Basad of Asa, then the Asa, the Muksa is Ruhn Kaimai. And if the Muksa is Kishma Atisa, then the Shamash should also be Ralach Talisa. The Sham Yehuda, in Perek Bey, Sifkan Yerahal, Kotze Boyashiv, and the same thing, the Shlomo Zalman in the Shishavs Kachosai and Pechov says they think they hold the Dina like the Spirit of them. So Mela, so if Shlomo Zalman says according to this Spirit of them will come out, and let's say you have clothing on a clothesline. This is what Shlomo Zalman writes. If you have clothing on a clothesline and you're hanging with their clothespins and the Gadim are wet Ben Ashmashes. So he once mentioned this year that wet clothing ben hashmosa muksa for all Shabbos. Unless you don't have nothing else to wear, there are some mekilim. But if you have something else to wear, so Zakov Shlomo Zalman, that let's say the clothing dried up on Shabbos, to take off the clothespin is usher. Why? Because it's mishamish for the muksa. So Mela, you're not allowed to. So it comes out that the clothespins are muksa because it's considered a buses, because it's mishamish for the muksa. So if you hold a lamp, is a positive, if you hold that cushion, if you hold the lamp, if it's a positive of Asa, then it'll come out that you're not allowed to, now how the Shabbos kosher lamp is, it's a lamp, and then it's like in front of it is a window, you can open and close it. You don't move the lamp at all. But it's the Shabbos for the Muksa. So in Mela, so you're not allowed to open, so if you hold the positive of Asa, so this is the Shabbos the Muksa, you're not allowed to open and close the Shabbos if you hold Spasa Damasa. And if you hold that the Klishim Lach, the lamp is Klishim Lach Dissa, you're allowed to open the window to, if it's a window, you're allowed to open it to the light to come in. But let's say you want to go to sleep, to close it is not so good for a kaima, it would be usa. It comes out according to that, it would be usa. So chayra, according to Supreme Gadim, the chayra should be usa to either it's usa in Gansan, or at least to close it, go to sleep at night. So it defeats the whole purpose. What do you have a koshlem in the banyu for? Because you want to sleep at night. So chayra defeats the whole purpose, according to those sorry, paiskim. However,
what's changeable to the fluorescence?
Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Right. We'll make a difference. We'll not make a difference. Right. But still, it's Tzedesh. Still Tzedesh.
How is it Mishamish the Muxa?
Huh?
How is it Mishamish
the Muxa? It's by opening and closing. It's part of the Kaylee. We'll get to it in a second. However, Lanir Zaki, there's two reasons why you can make them. First of all, the Mishabura doesn't quote the Spirit of Godham. Doesn't quote the Spirit of Godham. So it could be he doesn't hold like it. What? What? First of all, Mishmura doesn't call Spirit of Godham. Secondly, the Dastera in Shilchas Sifta Zayin, he brings down that the Bach that argues on the Spirit of Godham. He brings down a Bach that holds clearly not like the Spirit of Godham. Boss is the only ones on the bottom. But the top is Sam Shamish the Muksa. It's a Masham Shemuksa, it's not, that's Rosh Den Bach. And the Masham holds like that Ladina. And he mentions this in a few places. That's one reason. The second reason, Manir Daiti, it's not exited Masham Shemuksa. That's what he wants. It's not Shaila. It's not Masham Shemuksa, it's not Daimitsa Pimigodim. The Pimigodim is talking where it's Masham Shemuksa, it's helping Muksa. Here, you're doing it because you want to sleep, to open and close it, to sleep. It's not no shackles to the lamp. It's an extra, how you call it, an extra feature to the lamp. It's an extra feature to the lamp. It has nothing to do with the lamp. The lamp works good with it, without it. It has nothing to do with the lamp. It's a tzarek you. So it's not even shachas to the lamp. The lamp, it's the people God is talking with, it's mishamish, it's a tzarek the lamp. It's not tzarek, it's an extra feature to the lamp. So maybe it's still like it's on to the klishim after, even. That's two, like, what's mentioned? A refrigerator. It's a certain kelim. A certain kelim can have two. One part of a car. We mentioned a car. Easy example. A car. A car is not the lisa, but the trunk of the car. If the light doesn't go on, it's not lisa. The light goes on, but you turn off the bulb before Shabbos. You light up. It's a shach. One kelim can have two tashmishim. So the trunk of the car is one way, and also even the second door in the car, the back door, where people sit, the passengers sit in the back, you open the door, that's not a lach to lisa, because it's the only man just sitting in there. When you open the door, when the driver drives, that door might be sitting in the lach to lisa. But the rest of the doors of the car, home lach to lisa, the trunk sich is lach to lisa. So maybe also, the track of Kaylin, here it's not a turf, the car, here it's an extra feature.
It's not even attached. This
cup
is not even attached to the thing,
because
you can pick it up.
Okay. So it's even better, right, okay. So Mela, yes, Mela has a lot of Kriya Shema and it's Mutter. I looked around to see any type of cases. Let's say, for instance, I saw in the Shalmi Yehuda, I think quotes from Yashiv, he says a thing like this. Some people have on the telephones, I saw a number of houses. That on the telephone says, on top of it, they have a special thing on it, the covered Shabbos. A nice thing on a telephone. A cup on it. So Shada, let's say telephone. So that cover, does it have a lock or a block to listen like the telephone itself? So the pilot say, no, you're doing it because you want to look nice. The covered Shabbos, you do it. Or let's say you have on a switch, a light switch, you have these things that's a covered switch. It's not cinema lights, it's not for the switch, it's because you shouldn't turn it on Shabbos. So it doesn't do with the switch. So Mela, all these things are not cinema, so it's not cinema at all. So Mela, it's a dinner Christian lights, it's a therefore by Shabbos lamp also, and when he's directed to the Chatzila, you have to use the Shabbos lamp, kosher lamp on Shabbos.
Yeah. Even if you have to hold the base.
Yes, because you use it for cooking. Where's Tashmish's lisa?
Even
yes.
You have to hold the base to turn the thing that doesn't.
So sometimes when you move, when you open and close this thing in the Shabbos lamp, sometimes you move the thing that's tilt on the side. It's okay then. So, you know, sometimes when you move this window, when you open and close it, you turn it up. But sometimes it might move the thing that's tilt on the side, which is okay then.
If you put a lamp on Shabbos and you put a towel on it, does that become muktzeh?
What?
Let's say you have a land plot and you want to start a light and go put a cow on.
Yeah?
Oops, a cow.
Well, I make a second a fire.
To put it, to cover the light.
Yeah, you left the light on if it bothers you.
Yeah.
Cover it up with a cloth. Whatever helps in that.
Yeah.
Is cow moves him?
No. Because that's made in Tashmishim. That's made to be. It's put on Shabbos. It doesn't come on Shabbos itself. All right, that's okay. Another topic. Yes.
Okay, question leads to a question. Is union of hatmona applied to other inyan besides food?
Only food.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Would
I use the chatzkilo? Yes. Yes. I don't use it. I don't know where it is even. Yes. What?
You wouldn't have thought between a filament
and a fluorescent bulb. That's a copy. A milaka. Right. But now we got to hear.
Why?
Because it's the rice drop on the copy H. Oh, the copy H doesn't make a difference. All right. Another topic.
Is that H now?
What?
Still H.
But not the rice. It's drop on the H. Okay? All right. Someone is walking in the street on Shabbos and he finds something in his pocket. What do you do? So there's negated three things. Let's say you find a tissue in your pocket while you're walking. Or something that's very expensive. Let's say you have something that's very expensive to you. Or something you don't want to throw, get rid of it. You don't want to lose it. And the third thing, once you have your money in your pocket. What will be the halacha when you're walking the street on Shabbos? So first we've got to explain halacha negei Shabbos, which is a poor halacha. If someone did the call like this, in Sefer Shabbos is clearly that someone makes a kira intentionally from a shesha yachet to shesha rabim, Rabbi Rav and Shiram shesha yachet, if he does it intentionally, he's chayv in atayra. Same thing, if someone picks up something in the shesha rabim, and carries the Alhamis intentionally, you're also Oiva Yisadraisi, Chayim in Atayra. If someone does Akira without Anocha, that's because you did Akira and Anocha. But let's say I did Akira without Anocha, Anocha and Akira, it says clearly the Gemara Shabbos and the Mishnah Shabbos, the first Mishnah, you only Oiva Yisadraisi. However, and also the din is like this, if I made Akira, and we pass in that you only have a sedar banan. If you don't make anocha, you walk from one shesiyachet to another shesiyachet, and you don't stop in between, the din is, we pass in, you have a sedar banan. All these cases we're talking to now, I talk we did intentionally. I'm talking right now intentionally. So therefore, chayv in atayra. Okay, but let's say if someone walks out of the house without knowing it's in his pocket, then he sticks his hand in his pocket and he sees he has something in his pocket, and he realizes something while he's walking. So he's not chayv on akira because he's not chayv on akira because he didn't realize. The chashavas atayra. The ma'ase is what should he do? The first thing a person should remember: don't stop. Because when you stop, you make anochi, you have a sabbanan. She can't see, can continue walking. So you should not be having a sabbanan anocha. So what should you do? So let's say something, the first case, a tissue. You have found a tissue in your pocket. Or something that's inexpensive, you don't care about if someone takes it. So while you're walking, you throw the machramot says, and raise some reverse if you taste. What you do is you throw it out kalachiyat. The case that I'm not talking, that you matchagur, you open it to take the belt or something, matchagur, let it fall down. So what you do is you throw it out with shinoi. So since anocha is upon with shinoi, the Amor says it's okay. That's the case of something you don't care about. What about something that's expensive? Something that achshiv is by you. And you don't want to throw it out on the street while you're walking. If you make anocha, once you stop, you can't walk anymore. So what should you do? So in the Paiskim is a big machlokes in the Paiskim. That's him, it's machlokes, Mogav Ram and Dovim Rava, but it's not so explicit in there. But the one to talk about more about it is machlokes Eretz Tzvi Tzug Dei Yisrael. The Eretz Tzvi and the Nefesh Chaya. The Eretz Tzvi, they're all big people. Nefesh Chaya was the son-in-law of the Chalkas of Yisrael. What?
Eliezer Rashi.
Yeah. And that's three. That's three. And Simon I involved. Says the Chatzchila, you should do it like the Dogma of Rava. Dogma of Rava says, in Reitza Mechlov on the Mogha Avram, Sipkan Yud, it says the Chatzchila, you should go back to the place you came from. You know, if I say you left your house, and you realize you have something in your pocket, and something you want to get rid of, you should go back to the original place you came from, without stopping, of course. So when you get to the door, you have to keep your feet moving. In fact, let's say you get to a red light, you have to keep your feet moving. Go around the telephone pole a few times, whatever it is. Keep your feet moving. You can't stop. You can't.
Moving in place is called moving?
It has to be walking. You're stationary in the same place. That's probably not moving.
Huh?
You keep your feet moving. You move a marshal. You move a marshal. Just move a marshal. Okay? So you have to constantly walk. So you can bring that to your house. Bring that to a visual destination. And then, and so it comes out, you didn't even make an akira. Since I left it without kavod, and now I go back to the original place, it's like I never made an akira. It's free that you're allowed to make, you have to take a stop in the house and take it out of your pocket. You have to stop to make an och in the house and put it down somewhere. And put it down somewhere if it's not muksa, if it's not muksa. And Sainik speaks out, the Moshe and the Tshuva, and the Chayach HaGbeis in the Kufi Beis. And same thing, I heard the Be'ayu once told me, they heard the exact same thing he heard from Baran Kotla. However, let's say it's hard for him to go back to his place. Let's say he's walking to Shul. He's walking, let's say, a mile to Shul. And while he's 2 blocks away from Shul, it's a mile to Shul. And if he goes home, he's getting mixed to late for davening, or he has to go to a shul, whatever it is, it'll be, if he doesn't have the time to go back. So Dr. Harris is saying that if he can, it's hard for him to go back to the place where he left. So then, he has to be careful not to make an hanacha, and he brings it to the place that he goes, let's say he's going to a shul, he walks to the shul without stopping, and while he's walking in the shul, private place, he should throw it out, kalach yad, not to be hanacha. Because like this is, if you go back to the original place, it was like there was no akira. You have to make hanacha before you put it down. But let's say if you're going to the place you're going, you have to keep on walking until you throw it out of your pocket while you're going. So should not be hanacha.
Is this something muksa or
not? We're not talking about muksa. We're not getting to muksa yet.
So you're saying
that
the combination of
klakar, and then it's a week or a month,
is that
okay? Then it's okay then. So that's what that three holds. However, can't stop. So you're walking short time until you drop it out. And that's the klakar yad. So should not be hanacha. Let me just finish. Let me finish on sheet and then you'll ask me. However, the nefesh chaya, agi, the sin, hey, he argues and he says, he passes like the Moravom, and raised some of Vav, Sifkan Yud, that since his Machshafta, Bishash Yitzhiyoy, wasn't Le'isa, so it's not Shayel Chalit the Dreisa. So he holds the Chatzchila, you'll have to go back to your original destination. You could go, if you're 2 blocks away from Shul, even half a mile from Shul, even you just left your house. You don't have to go back to your place you left from. You go to the place where you plan to go to. And then, you're allowed to then throw out Kalach Yad from your pocket. And same thing speaks out, let me finish. The same thing speaks out, Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Shmishav, the Chosid Perek, the Ches, he says also, the same thing, he holds like that also. By the way, it's not only, once you realize it's in your pocket, it's brought down to Mechaba, you should run a little bit. You shouldn't walk, because you shouldn't forget. So say you should walk, you feel fast, or you should run, so you shouldn't forget that it's in it, that you shouldn't make an offer. In those shops, yeah.
According to the Sefer Shita, where it's not, because once the dots, it's not an akira,
yeah.
So when I get to my designation,
I said, you have to continue walking. I said, you still have to, you still continue walking, and the throw out
Why
is
it
You didn't know about it.
So once you realize that you have it, and you're going to back to your original destination,
yeah.
That means you're making a
kira, because you didn't stop. You're still walking. You're still walking, so you don't make a kira. A kira has to start, you have to...
But the kira should start from here?
No, that's not say a kira. You're still you're walking then. It's not say a kira.
All right. I'm walking to tour.
So that's... We're not going to... We could do ATIS. We're talking about it's in your pocket. You want
to... What does it help to go back to your original place?
Huh? It comes out, it wasn't... You never took it out. That's what Eretz Tzvi says. He has a long tshuva. Take a look. He says, just call like that, okay?
I stopped at a red light, didn't know it was my pocket. Now
what?
I moved.
He did something.
Again, I didn't hear. What?
I left the house.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had it in my pocket. Yeah. I stopped at a red light.
Yeah. Now, and you realize when you stop.
And now I continue walking. Now I realize that I have to.
Doesn't make a difference. It's just sitting still. It doesn't make a difference. You're still sitting.
Going back into my house.
Still consider like you're still walking. That's it. Because you didn't know it's in your pocket. You still see like you're walking. It's still the same achleikus. What? You come to the red light, and red light, then you're stuck. You got to take it out of your pocket. Right? You're stuck. Or ask your car to take it home.
You had it in your hand already. You realized why you had it in your hand.
You didn't realize to carry it? The same halacha. It doesn't make a difference. All right. Now we'll talk about muktzah. Let's do the shiur on muktzah. What about muktzah? You've realized you have, let's say, a $10 bill in your pocket. If you have a few coins in your pocket, say throw it out, block it out, which is also not possible, we'll get to in a second. But let's say you realize there's something in your pocket, something muksa, either you left it there, you left it in your pocket or two places. Did you left in your pocket the kavana, the state of the Shabbos? Or you forgot it there. But you didn't realize you're going to walk out with it. So what's the halacha? You forgot it, and you walk outside with it. So what should you do? The Ramah says in Shin Yud, in Siv Zayin, and also the Mishnah Berurah and Chavtes, Sifchan Chavtes and Sifchan Lamed, says halacha like this. Let's say I have a pocket, a pants pocket, or a coat pocket. So most pants pockets and coat pockets are a mechubah to the pants. It's like a zimbe seatzoi. The two type pocket. Pockets is the, so it's not bolted to the, sort of, the bag of the pants doesn't, it'll say pants pocket. The pants pocket, let's say you left some muktzah. The pants doesn't come buses to it. If I left money intentionally, doesn't come buses. Because the pocket is incidental to the pants. So in Mela, it's the pants. You have to the house of the pants. That's one type of pocket. You have another type, like to say, the shirt pocket. That you have to have the shirt to be part of the pocket. If not, it won't hold it. Say, put a pen in the pocket. Or put something in the pocket. So then the whole shirt becomes a bus. If you left it there intentionally, the whole shirt will come a bus. That's what the Shinach discusses over there. So if you left it, if I left it the kavana, let's say I left money in my pocket, I left it the kavana, I left it intentionally, the pants doesn't come muktzah. But you're now to stick your hands into the pocket, and also you can't even, Shlomo Zalman writes, you can't even turn all the pocket inside out, because the whole pocket becomes muktzah. So I can't even take the pocket and turn it upside down and get it out. That's if I left it there intentionally. So let's say I left it, I forgot, I didn't realize, I left coins in my, unintentionally in my pocket, so Bela doesn't come up buses. So Chatzkila, you should shake it out. You can take the whole end of the pocket and shake it out. Or, you can shake it out. From that Stalocha that's mentioned in Sim Shechest. You left it, your pants intentionally. You see, you realize, you have different pair of pants you're going to wear. You put on one pair of pants, you walk outside on Shabbos. But he left it there intentionally. He left it there intentionally.
Right.
You want it there, but...
So,
incidentally, in the Shmir Shabbos and Chatzai, ask the Kasha. Say, what? It makes a horror. He says, Tarchin. He says, a horror. He says, our parents today, if you're missing a pocket of pants, it's a chitzon etzem beged. So he says, chayr today, a pocket of a pants should be chelik of the pants. Because without a pocket, the chayr should be, it's not a pair of pants. So chayr today, even if you have a pocket, it should be a buses. That's what he says, it's tzorchin.
What was the pocket before?
Huh?
What did the pocket look like?
I guess today, people today, without a pocket of pants, you won't buy a pair of pants without pockets. That's what he says. So that's what he says tzorchin. However, and Sefer, I saw in the Sefer, Pliny Amor, is a letter from Shlomo Zalman, someone asked him a kasha, a soldier, or a doctor, to ask to carry a flashlight. He has a choice to put it in his pants pocket or in his breast pocket. Where should he put it? So Shlomo Zalman says, better put it in your pants pocket. Why? Because it doesn't come in boxes then. So someone asked him, hi, you say to where he said in Shushabs the Chatzai that the pants today is a problem that the pants that doesn't have a pocket, so now it's not even a best pocket. So he said, when I was only a horror beyama. But Ladina, It's still pocket to pocket. That's what the answer is back over there. So Maisa, the pants pocket still has 10 halacha. If it's only pocket in the pants, it's still, the pants doesn't come a bus. It's just only physical. I left it there intentionally, then I can't shake out the pocket. But if I didn't left it intentionally, then I can't shake a pocket. So the mailer comes out, there's someone walking the street on Shabbos, and if you've got something, and you walk outside on Shabbos, and you have something in the pocket, where you can pull out the pocket, so if you got it there intentionally, unintentionally, if you got it there, then the thing is, if you got it in the pocket, then the din is you're allowed to shake out the pocket. You have to pull out the pocket and let it fall out. And, or when he comes to the house, while he's walking, he should pull out the pocket and shake. But let's say if you left it intentionally, then I don't know what you do. If you left it intentionally, then it's a serious problem. Left it there intentionally, in the shirt, then it's a problem then. But if it's coming to the pocket, you can pull out the pocket and shake it out.
There's nothing to do with going outside, right?
Yeah, muktzah, right. Same halacha. We have extra problem with muktzah, that's all. Extra problem with muktzah.
Going back to the thing about halacha, and I stopped there and realized my pocket.
You stopped and now I realize my pocket. You're stuck there. You have to take out your pocket right then and there. If it's not muktzah. Oh, yes, you go and take it home. It's something that's expensive. Shvus shvus. Malcolm has to go. If something that's expensive, then you have to go and take it home. Not once you stop, you're stuck. The worst thing to do is you realize something about it. Don't stop. Whatever you're doing, think while you're walking. What are you going to do? But don't stop. But once you start to oops, and you stop, then you got serious problems. Then you can't walk anymore.
If you have something in your pocket that smokes, so you should stop.
What?
Because you have a lot of food.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's bigger issue. It's better of being of making hanocha than being taught to the muksa.
I was getting that right.
Yeah.
What about getting the right of push you to start again?
Push you to start again? No. Yeah, that doesn't work. Okay. Okay, cheers over.